Gratitude Sunday. In positive psychology research, gratitude is strongly and consistently associated with greater happiness. It's important that we become more grateful for the simple things in life, the things that we have that we don't realize some of the world don't have as easy as what we do. We have fresh running water, we have electricity 24 hours a day, we have shops close by, we have literally the internet at our fingertips. And it's important to be grateful for these things we do have and just appreciate the life we have, because life is so precious and we don't realize that it can be taken away in a heartbeat. Days like this make me more grateful than others. It's really stormy, grey and cloudy outside, and those are the days I love the most. They really make me feel. They make me feel like I can really look inside myself. I don't know, I just feel at home. I feel at peace. I feel like, you know, these are days for me. I don't have to go out. I don't have to do anything. Obviously, there's things I do want to do, and, you know, I've got goals, and I do plan out my day, and I know what I need to do, but just in terms of just contentment, I feel so content. I feel at peace. I feel at home. And I'm grateful for those days. I'm grateful for days where I can, you know, just self-reflect, because, you know, today's a Sunday, so that is a self-reflection day. That is a day I can look over everything I've done. I can plan out my week. I just feel so at peace. I feel at home. I'm just so content. And that's what I'm grateful for more than anything, is just having the day where you can be on your own. You can be in your own head. You can relax. You can meditate. You can just be at peace. And that is why I did get this podcast out a little bit later. I did have a bit of a family morning. You know, I caught up with the family. It was really good. We went out for breakfast, and it was just a belated sort of Mother's Day thing, and it was just celebrating my sister getting through her exams. And so I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful to be able to have that time with the family, and to know that it's a cast, that it's overcast today and the sky's grey. I look out my window and I just feel so warm and cozy and so content. You know, the weather's not too hot, but it's not too cold. I feel like, you know, the sky's not really bright and sunny and blinding me, but it's not black and dark like the night sky. It's just grey. It's just calm. It's just peaceful. It's so, oh, I just love it. Today, I'm so grateful for so many things, but one of the most important things I'm grateful for is to have family and to have that time that I can spend with them, because I feel like it doesn't last forever, and you never know what you've got till it's gone. And that is the most powerful quote ever, and it just means so much to me. I sat at the breakfast table today having the most intellectual conversation with my grandparents and just learning about things through their history of business and their experiences and what things I need to remember and just to learn from them. And I love having those conversations with them, because I talk to them for hours. You know, it may not be a weekly thing. It might be more like a monthly thing, but I will just sit there at their house, at the table, or, you know, today at the restaurant, and I can just talk to them for hours and hours. And we're talking about, like, you know, Warren Buffett, and we're talking about Bill Gates, and we're talking about Steve Jobs, and we're talking about all these, you know, incredible, you know, professional, successful people, but also talking about themselves and their businesses and their ventures, and, you know, what went well and what didn't work well, and going into debt, and then, you know, making their first $1 million, and all these different things. And it's just incredible. I love having these conversations. You know, I immerse myself in these conversations. You know, I don't need my phone there. I don't need that distraction. I don't talk to anyone else about anything. It's just, you know, I'm focused on these conversations, just having my coffee. It's just, I love it. That's what I'm so grateful for, because they're not going to be here forever. And that's something that's really hard and difficult to get your mind over. But, you know, it's not about thinking about them not being here, you know, in the future. It's about living in the moment, being so grateful for what we have, where we are, the people we can learn from, the mentors that we can develop and gain knowledge from to help our own experiences. That's what I'm so, so, so grateful for. But yeah, that's, it's just this weather today. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I love the storms. I love the cold. I love when it's overcast. It's just like, those are my days. You know, no one can take those away from me. No matter where I am in the world, no matter what I'm doing, I can look up into the sky. It's all gray. You know, there's clouds. And I'm just like, you know, this motivates me. It's like, this is my day. No matter, it's always been like that my whole life. And, you know, that's why I'm so, so, so grateful for that. You know, and that's one of the most important things. There's all these little things you can be grateful for. But for me personally, that is something that I'm more than grateful for, beyond grateful for. So yeah, think about what you're grateful for today. The people that you have close, the people that you can learn from, you can gain knowledge from, you can, you know, they can be informative towards you, they can be educational, you can learn things, you can help develop yourself, develop your skills, develop your mind. Those are just the most important things to help you progress and to help you work towards what you want to achieve, to gain that success in your life. Because success is different for every single person. You know, they see success as something different. It's unique to them. So as long as you can self-reflect, you can look at what is going to make you successful or what is making you successful and continue to strive towards your goals, you know, that's the most important thing. So finding somewhere where you're at peace that can help you, you know, self-reflect and then look at what you're grateful for and help move forward. Because it's those basic, simplistic things that you're grateful for that will help you be humble and kind and caring and help you be able to progress because you're happy and you're content with where you are to then move forward. Not to stay content and not to live in this place and this comfort zone, but to just be content, to be comfortable, to have that solid foundation to then help you progress and move forward and continually chase your goals, get that dopamine hit, and, you know, reach those high levels of extraneous success within each and every one of your lives. I know that was a bit of a rant today, but I am so, so, so grateful for everyone I have around me, the opportunities I have, and everything I'm working towards to reach my success. The quote I want to leave you with today is, "Gratitude is not a fair weather virtue. True gratitude means appreciating your life no matter what the storm may bring. It's simply being alive, gift enough for you to feel grateful." You know, just accepting everything you have, knowing, you know, you've been given all the opportunities that you've been given up until the point where you are now. So you have to find the positivity in your life to look on the bright side and not be that negative person, not be that pessimist, to be the optimist, knowing there's opportunities everywhere. You just have to be in the right mindset to be able to actually look for them, discover them, and work towards them to help use them as stepping stones to achieve your goals. All right, thank you so much, guys. I wish you all the best for your upcoming week, and I'll be back on Tuesday for Motivational Tuesday. So get ready for some motivation. Thank you so much, guys. It honestly means the world to me that you guys are listening, tuning in each and every week, that this podcast is getting out there to people and that, you know, hopefully they're actually able to get something from this or that it motivates them or encourages them to take a risk or do something that they wouldn't normally do or just be motivated in their life or on their path, achieving their goals, ambitions, and reaching success. So thank you so much, guys. Please keep tuning in. Share it with your friends, with your family, and yeah, thanks again.